AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Russia's UN ambassador has told an emergency meeting of the Security Council that the fighting is over in Aleppo, Syria, and the government is in control of the battered city. UN human rights officials say they've been getting reports of civilians being massacred and summary executions of rebel fighters who tried to surrender. President-elect Donald Trump's choice of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State could set off a confirmation fight in the Senate, specifically because of Tillerson's business dealings with Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin. Iowa State political science professor David Anderson says Democrats and a number of Republicans oppose the appointments.
With the rising tide of scandal against Russian hacking attempts in the election, being able to key in on a Secretary of State appointment who has close ties to Russia is just red meat. It seems like an obvious target.
Sources for Trump have also decided... Sources say Trump has also decided on former Texas governor, one-time political foe Rick Perry to head the Energy Department. Authorities say five people have been hurt, two critically, in an explosion at a western Kansas oil field. KWCH-TV reports that the blast happened yesterday morning. Nearly 2 weeks after 36 partygoers died in a fire that gutted an Oakland warehouse, investigators say they still can't pinpoint a specific cause. ATF Special Agent in Charge Jill Snyder telling reporters this afternoon.
The electrical system is part of the analysis ATF experts and the Oakland Fire Department investigators are looking at in determining the cause of the fire. The investigation is still ongoing, though. And at this time, no final determination has been made as to the exact cause of the fire.
The warehouse had been converted into art studios and illegal living spaces. Building department inspectors had not gone into that building since at least 1986. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 122. This is AP Radio News. Baseball says no more rookies in dresses. Warren Levinson tells us more.
The new baseball labor agreement is not just fewer getaway games at night and home field advantage in the World Series. It also bans cross-dressing. For a number of years, some teams have pushed rookies to pose for pictures in costume, like Disney princesses or the National Women's Gymnastic Team. Depending on who you ask, it's either a form of hazing or team building. But baseball management says in a social media age, it's just a matter of time before someone crosses a line and posts the result on Instagram. Not all dress-up is out. Superheroes are still okay, though presumably not Wonder Woman. Also condiments. Madison Bumgarner once dressed up as a ketchup bottle. Warren Levinson, New York.
Twitter restores white nationalist leader Richard Spencer's personal account less than a month after suspending it and other accounts belonging to prominent members of the so-called alt-right movement. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.